everybody. Good evening. My name is Angela Williamson, and I am the author of Effective Treatment and Solution for the Autistic Population. Thank you for joining me tonight. Tonight we'll be discussing ADHD and Autism Part 2. Last week we basically went over food ingredients, which include a lot of the food additives, food dyes, preservatives, and other chemicals that often trigger ADHD in those who have autism or ADHD in typically developing young children. Tonight, we're going to look further into other possible causes of ADHD in those who have autism and ADHD in those who are typically developing children and adults. Last week, we discussed a little bit about the vaccines, but I'm going to go in a little bit more further detail. Everyone has been debating whether vaccine causes autism in children and other neurological, problems in children. A lot of people don't discuss or identify that vaccines have been known to cause ADHD or ADD in children. Mercury, which is known by another name called thimerosal, is used as a preservative in vaccines. In 1999, the FDA called them out of the vaccine because they went on the EPA daily limit. A lot of children were getting poisoned from the thimerosal in a vaccine. Thimerosal has been used in a vaccine dating back since 1930s. A lot of people made a correlation with the rise of autism, ADHD, and other neurological disorders. Even though thimerosal was ordered to be taken out, it was not taken out quickly. The vaccines that contain thimerosal remained on a shelf for several years, possibly up until 2004 or 2005, until they're all used up or when they expired, causing more harm to children. Even though they were ordered out, thimerosal is still used in vaccines as I'm speaking today. For example, the flu shot vaccine. Those who get the flu shot vaccine will have thimerosal injected into them. Thimerosal, known as mercury, can cause brain inflammation. It also causes the body to have a high level of toxicity. When a body has a high level of toxicity, it does not run right. It does not run properly, thus triggering different allergies, different symptoms that we know today as ADHD. Not only that the thimerosal vaccine caused damage, you have aluminum, which was added to vaccines. You also can find different types of ingredients, preservatives, dye, other toxic chemicals inside vaccines. When a lot of these toxic chemicals are given to children, it is an overload on the body. When the body has an overload, the body immune system becomes weakened, especially among those who have an immature immune system. When the immune system is weakened by overload of toxin and toxicity, disorders are brought on. However, a lot of doctors debate about, is there really a cause? Is there really such thing as autism? Is there really such thing as ADHD? Some doctors theorize, especially a lot of the health, alternative health, or naturopath doctors, once you address the toxin overload in the body, cleanse it out, and treat it, with herbs, and natural means, a lot of children with ADHD and autism are cured. It's no longer, the symptom is no longer present, or the disorder is no longer present with them, or it is manageable. Let's look into the issue a little bit more in detail. Not only the heavy metals and vaccine trigger these disorder, but also the chemicals in a vaccine can cause a metabolic problem, or there could be a metabolic problem within a child from start one. For example, some children's bodies are very sensitive to certain types of food and cannot break the food down, and these foods cause ADHD and autism. You have some people believe that chemicals from the environment, along with the chemicals inside the vaccines, along with the chemicals in the food, create a very, very heavy toxin load, which produce these disorders. A lot of naturopaths and holistic doctors believe once you take these toxins, heavy metals, chemicals out of the diet, out of the environment, out of the food, ADHD disappears. A lot of children who have autism symptoms disappear or they become better. Okay, let's look into this a little further. A lot of people are not aware that the water that we drink have a lot of toxins in it, including fluoride. Even though the medical community and a lot of doctors say fluoride is great for our teeth, fluoride is going to be very poisonous to our body. It can create toxicity in our body. It can create DNA damage and neurological problems in children. Fluoride is actually used in rat poisoning. Fluoride was actually used with the Nazis to sterilize men. It was used among the population to dumb them down and to control them. Therefore, is fluoride really beneficial for our teeth? Is it really beneficial for us to have in our water? A lot of people are starting to petition their congresspeople or their senators to order fluoride out of the water. Could fluoride be contributing to ADHD and autism as well? Remember, our bodies can handle only a certain amount of toxin overload. Some people theory, such as doctors, parents, that many of these toxin overload shut down sensory or do some kind of damage to the central nervous system, which trigger these disorders. ADHD can be treated. ADHD does not have to be a long life disorder. Autism can be treated. It doesn't have to be a long life disorder. Even though some of the symptoms overlap, even though children may have both disorders, it is treatable. You have to identify the causes within each child. The causes, what are the causes? Some children may be overloaded with toxins versus another child may have toxins but not overload in toxins, which is probably why you see the different or various degrees in autism and ADHD. Now, let me tell you something. I'm about to let the cat out the bag. FDA and other government agencies knew about the Marisol causing brain inflammation, causing neurological problems, causing many, many disorders among children. It has never been actually documented that Benarasol causes autism among the medical community. But there has been many theories that pinpoint not only the Benarasol that causes autism and ADHD in children, but the MMR causes autism and ADHD in children as well. These theories go all the way back to 1943. 1940s, that's where we get the name autism from Leo Kanner. Back in the 40s, there were only a small number of cases, probably about 100 known cases. It was considered very, very rare. A lot of alternative doctors, parents, concerned citizens, and other health officials are making a link between the time that autism was starting to become noticeable in society to where autism now is becoming an epidemic based amount on the Benarasol and other vaccines that were combined. It has been documented that vaccine manufacturers know about certain ingredients of Thimerosal causing disorders. Okay? The United States government passed laws to protect them. Well, you can't sue them. You have to go through a special court. They created an agency called the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. We have to go through there. They knew for a long time, as reported by some doctors, neuropaths, alternative health care professionals, that the Benarasol causes problems in children. Unfortunately, the Benarasol still remains in vaccines, especially in children vaccines. The Benarasol can be known as a preservative, where they reduce the Benarasol, where just a small percentage, and it's not a lot like they had over a decade ago. They have the Benarasol free vaccine. So if you want to get your child vaccinated, but you don't want to have the Benarasol in the vaccine, you can request your doctor to give you the Benarasol free vaccine. They have another vaccine called Volgam, which is given to pregnant women if you have negative blood type and your baby has positive blood type. 2004, 2005, and back, it contained the Benarasol. A lot of women were shot with the Benarasol, with this vaccine while they were pregnant. Anytime you have a mother that has negative blood type and a baby has positive blood type, if there's a chance the blood type mixes, the mother will create antibodies attacking the baby blood cells. And this can seriously harm the baby. That's only if the blood types mix. If the blood types don't mix, then the baby is pretty much safe up until delivery. When the baby is delivery and the blood types are mixed after delivery, they usually give the woman the shot to protect her from future pregnancies. A lot of women who had Rogam shots that contain Benarasol, now probably aluminum in it, because they said a lot of the vaccines that were placed or reduced have aluminum in it now, wind up having children with some type of neurological disorder, ADHD, autism, learning disability, conduct disorder, some type of neurological problem. Not only that, a lot of adults are getting vaccines. Teenagers are getting vaccines. Once before, only children got vaccines. And they only got them when they were much older and when they went to school. Hepatitis B, healthcare workers are getting this vaccine. MMR, college students are getting this vaccine. High school students are getting this vaccine. Despite, even if they got the vaccine as a child, they are getting this vaccine now to prevent these diseases. Some of you may be wondering why. Why are they giving these types of vaccines? They're giving these types of vaccines because to prevent an outbreak, despite you having these vaccines as a child. Some women that were pregnant and didn't know they was pregnant were given these vaccines. And what happened was the vaccines could harm the baby. The CDC even tells or warns people about getting that certain vaccines during pregnancy. You have the flu shot that are given to women while pregnant. Now, if you're pregnant and a doctor tells you to get a flu shot to protect your baby, you should think twice. One, you are putting all those heavy toxic chemicals you're exposing to your unborn child, and you're exposing it to yourself. Let me tell you this. The flu vaccines that are given to adults contain thimerosal. So it depends on the health care provider you go to. If they give you the one that contains thimerosal in it, or mercury, this would significantly harm your baby. Now, they have a flu vaccine that's thimerosal-free, but it has other chemicals in it. Now, let's look at the flu shot vaccine. Does it really prevent the flu? Can the flu be prevented naturally? Yes, the flu can be prevented naturally with vitamin D. Vitamin D, omega-3, all that and other minerals and vitamins can prevent the flu. Plus, with plenty of rest, eating a healthy diet, all of that can prevent people from having the flu. So therefore, is the flu shot really beneficial? Plus, you got to take it every year. So every year you're taking a flu shot, you're putting all these poisonous ingredients in your body. Even if you're not pregnant as a woman, you're putting all this in your body. Could it be possible that these toxins are going into your DNA and altering it? So when you have children, they can be born with disorders. Could that be possible? Not only women, men as well. Is certain foods and chemicals alternating men sperm cells? They were saying certain men after a certain age are more at risk of having a child with autism, ADHD, and other disorders after the age of 40. Some people say, oh, wow, this must be true. But if you look at long time ago, this was not true. You had a lot of people that had children after the age of 40, healthy children. So we have to examine, is this really true? I theorize that people, as they get older, especially if you do not detoxify your system, if you do not cleanse your system out, you build up years of toxins. and toxins can alter your DNA. It can do a lot of harm to you, which you can pass down to your children. Once you pass these down to your children, it creates a gene. This gene, if more toxins get in the child's system, could it be possible that the toxins activate this particular gene in the child, and the child has a disorder, an ADHD, an autism? Is it possible? I think so. It depends on the individual. In today's world, we are exposed to more toxins, more pollution, more chemicals than ever. If you take somebody from the 1900s, just snatch them up from the 1900s and put them in today's world, they'll literally die. Their body couldn't handle all the chemicals we have in the air. The chemicals that companies are dumping in the water, have dumped in the water, the chemtrails that they're spraying in the skies, they're poisoning our waterways, they're poisoning food supplies, they're poisoning us. Could that be a trigger in ADHD, autism, and other disorders as well? Could it be causing mania in certain people? Certain people doing horrific stuff. Stuff that is like insanity. A lot of individual ADHD, when you treat the body, when you take all of the stuff out and they still have symptoms, you have to rebuild the sensory sense, the sensory senses, or the visual senses. They have to relearn it. So if you have some parents that did the dietary thing, took all the dyes out, took all the sugars out, and still see a child with ADHD and autism, you will have to cleanse the body. You will have to cleanse the body of toxins. You have to address that toxin overload. Unfortunately, when people are diagnosed with disorders, the medical community, especially those with autism, ADHD, nothing else is really done. No other factors are looked into. No overload of toxic chemicals, no overload of mercury or thimerosal, nothing is looking into further. They're not saying, okay, you know, let's look further into what is causing this child to have ADHD, what's causing this child to have autism. Why is this child that appeared, excuse me, to be normal, all of a sudden have autism? Excuse me. Autism and ADHD just don't happen. A child don't develop autism or ADHD. That don't make any kind of sense. If a doctor says, autism is just something that happens, question that. Question him or her. Ask them. Because it doesn't make any kind of sense. That's like if you walk down the street, you're healthy, you're smiling, you're calm. Then all of a sudden, you fall out and you start having aneurysms and you start having, you know, you start sweating and you start having anxiety. They may not know what it is. They just can't say, oh, it's something that just happened out of the blue. Something caused that to happen. Nothing just happened out of the blue. Unfortunately, the medical community that practice traditional medicine, they don't have the answer. They don't have the answer. What they would try to do is put you on some type of medication. If you go to the doctor and you tell your doctor your child has ADHD and autism, first thing they're going to do is pull out the prescription pad. Try this drug. You have some children that may be on 3 or 4 different types of drugs, and it really doesn't solve the problem. It just masks the symptoms. It just controls them, makes them calm. Well, at the same time, it's causing problems within their body. It could be causing organ damage, nerve damage, heart damage, all types of stuff. Unfortunately, parents don't question. They don't research. They don't say, okay, let me look at this drug and see what are the side effects. Some drugs that they give children with ADHD, including those with autism, can cause them to commit suicide. That's one of the side effects. Some medications just don't work at all. Some children are autistic. It just numbs them and makes them like a zombie, walk around like a zombie. And in some individuals with ADHD and autism, they become immune to it. It doesn't faze them. It doesn't bother them at all. Because it's not treating the actual cause. Individuals with ADHD and autism, most doctors only give them the treatment educational. If your body is in pain and you have an overload of toxicity in your body that's shutting down your system, that's suppressing your immune system, that's affecting your central nervous system, where you're unable to adapt to the environment, you're going to get very little help. You may get some help, but very little help. A lot of these ingredients and foods, vaccines, and environment, they wreak havoc on our gut. They wreak havoc on our intestinal flora. They wreak havoc on our overall well-being. Until that's addressed, we will continue seeing a rise in ADHD and autism. Just about everybody I bump into today knows someone that has autism. This was not the norm 30 years ago. If you ask any teacher that taught 30 years ago, especially a special ed teacher, ask them, was there a lot of cases of autism that they see nowadays? They will tell you no. Were there a lot of cases of ADHD that they see nowadays? They will tell you no. They will tell you that there may be only one child out of the whole class, or they may only taught one child within the last 5 years that had autism, versus children have other disorders. Disorders you see today were very few in a minority. Now, a lot of people would dispute and say, well, a lot of children that have disorders a long time ago, they were tucked away. They were tucked away from society. They were put in institutions. True. Very true. However, you did not have an epidemic like you have today. And people have more children than they do today. You did not have an epidemic like you do today. One in 88 children on an autism spectrum disorder is an epidemic. More and more children are being diagnosed with ADHD. I have at least spoke to 10 people today. 10 people within one day telling me that they all have ADHD. This was not very common a long time ago. Some may have ABD. So this is a serious problem that America has to address. Now I'm going to get back to the vaccines. Even though there were certain laws to take the mercy out of vaccines, in other countries like India or other third world countries, they get the vaccines with the MIRASOL in it, like they did a long time ago. This is why you're seeing a rise in ADHD and autism in other countries where you didn't see it was very rare. You saw mostly the ADHD, autism, learning disabilities and disorders in countries like the United States, London, certain places in British, but mostly the United States and the UK. Other countries do not have these higher, and they had, I mean, I'm not saying they didn't have children with disabilities, or they have like cases where children had ADHD and autism, but they were very, very few. Now, you see them high in numbers. Could GMO, genetically modified food, cause an ADHD and autism in some children? Like I said, tell people in my previous radio interviews and television shows, if you eat genetically modified food, you become a genetically modified person. Genetically modified food is not healthy for you. It causes allergies. It causes a lot of sensitivities that could trigger disorders. So if you have a child with ADHD and autism, or just a child with ADHD, avoid GMO produce. Now, some people may say on this conference call, how do I avoid ADHD produce? Okay. If you go into the supermarket and you see fruit and it has a little label on it, it's called a PLU label on it. The PLU label on it has numbers. If the number starts with the number 8, that fruit, vegetable is genetically modified. If the number starts with the number 9, that fruit or vegetable is organic. If the number starts with the number 4, that's conventional fruits and vegetables. That's your vegetable that sprayed down with herbicide and pesticide. So when you go to a grocery store, look at the labels. If the produce does not have any labels, be wary of it. It may be genetically modified. When you go to restaurants, when you go to fast food, and I really tell people to avoid fast food if you can, eat them once in a while. You might be eating genetically modified food and not even know it. The United States have a law. You don't have to label or tell people they're eating GMO foods. Now, if you go to the health food store, or some places like Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, you have some companies, they will label saying is non-GMO. They do not use any genetic modified organism in their food. So that's how you can avoid that. When in doubt, don't get it. So you see a whole bunch of pears and you don't know what it is, and you talk to the manager and they can't tell you if it's genetically modified or genetically engineered, don't get it. Stick to either organic, try to eat mostly organic produce, fresh organic produce, especially when they're in season. Another thing you have to be wary of, certain fruits and vegetables coming in from other countries. Some of them are not regulated like the fresh fruits and vegetables in the United States. Some fresh fruits and vegetables are known to have bacteria, parasites, fungi, or certain type of chemicals that is illegal to use in the U.S., but legal use in Brazil and Mexico. So if you're giving your child certain type of produce and it says it's from Brazil and you see certain behavior problems, research. What kind of chemicals do Brazil use on their fruits and vegetables? You also have to be careful with certain organic foods that come from other countries. How is this being monitored? Is it really organic? Another thing that triggers ADHD, which I discussed in part one, is candida. Be careful with giving the fruit juices. Read the label. Fruit juices high in sugar, high in fructose corn sugar, which contribute to ADHD symptoms and autism symptoms. High fructose corn syrup affects the liver. It feeds the candida, has a lot of sugar. These foods you want to avoid. Try to juice raw organic vegetables and drink them. Or organic fruit and juice them. Some of the juice also was considered to have lead, fungus in them from other countries, which are affecting our children. So we have to really, really look at what we're putting in our bodies. Because if you have a happy, normal child, and all of a sudden, child had a vaccination shot, or the child had some type of overload of toxins, and the child is went from happy to within their own world or to super hyper and they can't pay attention, something caused that. Like I said before, something causes that. It's not something that just happened. Unfortunately, as I was discussing, conventional medicine or traditional medicine, when they do not look at the symptoms and go beyond their theories and beyond their scientific proven, then maybe they start really curing some diseases. Now, if you go the alternative path, you'll find a lot of answers. They'll pinpoint. This is what's causing this. This is what's causing that. They believe in healing the body as whole, whereas traditional doctors don't. Another thing that I like to discuss, someone wrote me an email, sent me an email telling me that pick. I previously discussed this in my other live conference. Lyme disease can trigger ADHD and autism or other disorders because it affects the immune system. And unfortunately, children are diagnosed with disorder when they actually have Lyme disease that need to be treated. So parents, if your child been diagnosed with ADHD, autism, other disorders, research, question everything. Look at both sides. Look at the traditional method with the doctors, and then look at the alternative method, and you choose. Unfortunately, again, when you go to the doctors is not going to tell you everything. They're not going to tell you, well, you know, here's the choices of different types of treatments. Here's some, you know, people said that this alternative treatment model. They're going to tell you what they think is best. Are they like the best or their favorite? Or they probably don't know about the alternative treatments. Or they probably know but don't believe in them and discount them as not being beneficial when actually they are. When doctors said, oh, there's no cure, question that. Maybe it's no cure that they can find. Now, just remember this. When you treat the body as whole, when you clean the body, take all the toxins out of the body is able to heal itself. The body is able to give it a disease. When you take the mucus out and you alkalize the body and you raise the oxygen level of the body, you can resist diseases and you can heal diseases. Like a famous doctor called Dr. Sabi. He has cured people with AIDS. He has treated children with autism, cured them. He has cured children with ADHD. He don't use any type of medicine. What he does is cleanse your body of all the toxins, cleanse your body of all the wrong foods and stuff you've been eating. He does a thorough cleaning. Once he cleanses the body of all these pathogens and toxicity and the overload of toxic chemicals, your body is able to heal itself. So question everything. Once science is open to this, a lot of people will be healed. I got an email from a lady telling me that a lot of people in the science industry know that these herbs cure, know that these, you know, these alternative methods treat, but they don't want to look at it. They want to push medicine because medicine, big profit, money, they make money off of it. You have some that went so far as trying to patent plants, that was trying to patent plants and own certain type of plants. I question that. How can a company own a plant? That's like me, my company bought roses. No one could grow roses, own roses, unless you come to me. Because I own roses. So if you want a rose, you have to buy from my company. Does that make any type of sense? How can a person or a company own plants? You can't own plants. Now, you can grow plants and sell them, but to own plants and to only obtain the seeds of a plant is crazy. Only God owns the plants. God created the plants for us to enjoy. God created the plants for us to heal our bodies. So maybe she's right. It could be a money-making thing. That certain alternative treatment to treat ADHD and those with autism are withheld from parents because if they give you medicine, they can make money off of it. Also, a lot of pharmaceutical companies, they give doctors, nurses, they give them kickbacks. They give them bonuses from what lady was telling me. And this is why they push. A lot of doctors don't listen to their patients like they used to. When you take your child to a doctor and you get a vaccine, excuse me, they never tell you, excuse me, the harmful effects of vaccine. They only tell you the benefits, not the harmful effects. They don't tell you excuse me, I had to get a little bit of a drink of water. They don't tell you that this vaccine can cause ADHD or autism or brain inflammation in children. Matter of fact, some of them, according to some research I did, and I'm going to have all this research on my website, that some of the medical community had a secret meeting and recorded and known for over 10 years that 12.5 microgram of thimerosal can cause ADD in boys and probably ADHD and autism in boys. So this is probably why you're seeing a higher cases in boys than girls. Some people in the medical community, such as a retired scientist named Helen Ratchuk. This woman, she's a retired scientist. She reviewed the entire medical literature on autism going back to 1943. And she discovered that all the theories you hear today or any theories go all the way back to 1943 suggest or stated that they cause autism in some children and ADHD and brain inflammation. Some people have told me that it's a theory, a conspiracy to dumb people down and to kill off the population. This is why they have all these toxic ingredients and poisons in the vaccines, to reduce the population. Because you think about it, we all know that mercury causes harm to the body, especially elevated amounts of mercury. It can cause brain damage. Some of you might be wondering, well, why would they put it in vaccines? Even aluminum is a neurotoxin, and it could affect your brain. Those chemicals they have it affect your gut and brain and your overall health. So some people may ask, well, why would they put that in a vaccine if we know that this causes health problems? Some people say it could be a plan to kill off certain people, to shut down your senses, your pineal gland, to shut down your endocrine system. Your endocrine system helps you with everyday life functions, and once that's shut down, you can't even function right, which you see in a lot of individuals with ADHD and autism. Some people say that they use it, these cheap preservatives, additives, and a lot of junk in the vaccine so they don't have to spend a lot of money to preserve them. I remember I talked to a couple of vaccine manufacturers, especially Merck. You know, I really called them. I remember talking to them. And the lady was telling me that it's only a small percentage of thimerosal, and there's no proof that it can cause harm to children. And she said it with such confidence and such, like, there's nothing wrong with it. Because actually, when I saw the ingredients in the vaccine, I was outraged. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe that they have vaccines these types of ingredients in vaccines. It was just, to me, unbelievable. I was in total shock that I had to actually call the company and ask questions. Why? And you know what the lady told me? She said the thimerosal is used to prevent from the bacteria contamination or fungus contamination in multiple vaccine vials, just in case they get contaminated. But do they know this is harming our children? Is the government covering this up? Are they afraid that if people find out, they will stop vaccinating their children, and then the diseases will come back, childhood diseases? There was actually one study with Dr. Mary Makson. She even said that the in a DPT vaccine, the pertussis virus actually triggered autism in some children who have the genetic composition for night blindness. Interesting. She did a whole study, and she was saying that if children get the DPT and the toxin, yeah, she told me, I'm trying to think back, she said the toxin in DPT or the pertussis vaccine of the DPT can cause autism. And she was saying that instead of stop getting the DPT vaccine, give the children natural vitamin A. Vitamin A from cold water fish. Now, these have been known to treat those with autism and ADHD. These have reversed autism in many children. This is why I emphasize for everyone, if you have a child with ADHD and autism, to look into further. Look at your genetic makeup. Look at certain disorders in your family. And then think about certain chemicals, will that trigger that? Is it possible that there could have been a gene mutation from certain vaccines or certain things in the environment that got into the gene pool of the parent and is passed down? And when certain conditions, like overload toxins, can express that gene. Because you have a gene for something, doesn't mean you're going to get it. Like, boom, you're going to get, like, you have a gene for breast cancer, doesn't mean, okay, you're just going to, like, get breast cancer. It could be something that can express that gene. Another thing is, we are not born with genes to have cancer, to have disorders. Something happened within a genetic pool which was downloaded to the parents. I have a friend, she told me, she thinks that the toxins and the vaccines actually altered our genes, did something to our genes, so for some children who don't get the vaccine, they can still get the disorder. Just from the toxic environment alone, it has been passed down. Very interesting theories, very interesting stuff that you can find and get and know about ADHD and autism. So parents out there, before I go, I just want to let you know that you do have a choice. ADHD and autism is treatable. I'm just going to recap a little bit before I go. I see everybody out there is listening. And tonight I'm not going to take any Q&A. I'm going to take Q&A and the next conference because most people like to listen. A lot of people that I spoke to, like, oh, you were deep. I didn't have any questions. So I'm not going to take any Q&A tonight. But you have to look at everything. You have to look at the chemicals in the clothing, the dyes in the clothing, the chemicals in the food, the dyes in the food. First of all, eat real food, not fake food. Eat foods that are wholesome, that are grown from a tree, grown from the ground, not foods that are made in a laboratory. Not food that's laced with chemicals. Not food that's been genetically altered. Wear all natural, and you have to be careful, like I said in the first conference, ADHD and autism conference, preferably wear organic, our clothing without formaldehyde, without flame retardant, without the harmful chemicals. Watch out for certain smokes, paint, all of that stuff triggers ADHD and chemical and autism in our children. It can make autism worse. A lot of parents, they put in water filters to take out the fluoride, to take out the heavy, yes, we got heavy metals in the water, heavy metals, and a lot of other toxins out of the water. Some of them alkali the water. A lot of parents get air purifiers in their home to clean the air. A lot of parents use all natural, organic, without the pesticides and herbicides to them, but organic, green, house cleaners, clean food, and they have seen ADHD disappear in their children with autism or without autism. They have actually seen some children with autism actually start talking for the first time, start engaging. Another thing is you have to use the sensory integration, which I talked previously in my other conference, sensory integration, vision therapy, because the kid been operating so long that these senses did not build up, so you have to build them up or you have to integrate them. And then you have to come with a very powerful educational program that is child-centered, that's loving, child-centered, and that gives a chance for the child to grow and express themselves, that's non-judgmental, loving, and accept the child for who they are. Another thing, you have to get into a spiritual side of ADHD and autism. Believe your child's going to get better. Fast. Pray. Meditate. Listen for the divine or the creator for solutions in helping your child. Be open. You'd be surprised. The cure or the treatment could be right in front of you, and if you're not paying attention, you'll miss out. Learn from the child. And before we wrap it up, I just want to let you know this conference call was sponsored by my book, Effective Treatment and Solution for the Autistic Population, which can be found on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, online retail stores, or a bookstore near you. Or it can be ordered to a bookstore near you, or it can be ordered on my website, www.WilliamsonPublishingEnterprise.com. I also have articles on my company website about autism, help with autism, social skills. I'm going to put up pretty soon how to treat ADHD and autism with the Feingold protocol, which look into the chemicals, which look into the dyes. But I'm going to take it more of eating whole foods, leaving the processed foods alone, eating clean whole foods, and basically clean up the environment. Thank you for joining me. God bless. Until we talk again, have a wonderful, wonderful night.